Let us pray. Eternal and everlasting God, our Father, we come at this time just to say thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your loving kindness and your mercy and your grace and your goodness to all of us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for yet another opportunity that you've given us to come together that we might worship you in spirit and in truth. We come, Heavenly Father, needing to hear from you this day, praying that you would use your instrument, speak through me, use me for your glory. Help us today, Father. We need you. We love you, and we can never praise you enough for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for this opportunity. To thine be the glory forever and ever. Let the church say amen. To Pastor Minor, we want to thank you again for this opportunity that you've given us. We count it an honor and a privilege to stand in your shoes and to be able to share with the congregation a word from the Lord. Thank Reverend Bennett for conducting the pulpit. Yes, Reverend Bannister, we appreciate all of you this morning. And I've prepared all week for this preaching event, meditated all earlier part of the week on the message. And then Friday, the Lord just changed the message totally. You know, we serve a God who knows far in advance what's going to happen. And I think he put this message on my heart for a reason. Not just because Jasmine is here today, but all of us need to reflect on it from time to time. I want to share with you a couple of passages of scripture. First one is found in the book of Psalms, Psalm number 119, verse 71. If you got it, just say amen. Reading there, you'll find these words. From the King James Version, you'll find these words. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Then I want you to turn to Psalms 34. This is a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech. And he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto the Lord and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Then I want to skip down to verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. For a few moments, I want you to pray for me as I deliver the message that the Lord has sent, if it wasn't for trouble. If it wasn't for trouble. And I know I don't have to introduce you to trouble or tell you what trouble is. You've known about trouble since you were a baby. For the Bible says that man born of a woman is but a few days old and full of trouble. But I come to tell you this morning that if it wasn't for trouble, I wonder where I might be today. I found out that trouble is a word that carries a negative connotation. It's a good word, but it's falling on hard times. I kept reading my Bible, and the more I read my Bible is that trouble has a pretty bad reputation, but if it wasn't for trouble, some of you might not be here this morning either. If it wasn't for the trouble. David said it differently in another psalm. He said, if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side, if it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side, I don't know where I might be this morning if it wasn't for trouble. I want to tell you this morning that life circumstances are rarely what they seem to be. I've discovered that God can be glorified even in the most dire of our circumstances. In Psalms 119, verse 71, the psalmist had developed a new appreciation for the goodness of God. He says that it's good for me personally, that I've been afflicted, that the Lord has allowed me to go through some things, to have some troubles in my life, because if it was all sunshine and no rain, there'd be no crops, there'd be no enjoyment, really, when the sun did shine. And so I've learned to look at the Word of God from God's perspective. And the more I read my Bible, the more I realize that if it was not for trouble, many of the folk that we read about in the Bible would not have had the story that they were able to tell. Think about Joseph, who was kidnapped by his brothers and sold into slavery, thrown in a pit, again sold and taken to Potiphar's house, and there he encountered nothing but trouble. Amen. He was lied on and thrown in a dungeon and given up for all purposes dead. Yes. But then the Lord stepped in. Yes, and Joseph was made king, second in command of Egypt. The Lord had brought him from the pit to the palace. But initially it took some trouble. It was hard on Joseph. He didn't have an easy life. But when he looked back on his life, I'm sure he said that if it wasn't for trouble, I don't know where I'd be. Some folk had meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And the more I think about it, God is still blessing us, even when we're going through the worst of our time. I got a new appreciation for trouble. And I thought maybe this might have just been something that I was taken out of context. And the more I read my Bible, I kept seeing how God had kept stepping in every time somebody would be in trouble. Israel found themselves in slavery for 430 years. And then they cried out to the Lord because of a hard taskmaster. They had it hard. And the Lord delivered them out of all of their trials. I'm trying to tell you this morning that if it wasn't for trouble, God uses trouble as a message to us. The first message is that you need me. We need God. We are not able to make it through this life, this journey on our own. And I found out in my own life that there are some things too big for me to handle. And so God allows trouble to come into my life so I call on him. That I would recognize my need and I would call on him in my time of trouble. I'm grateful this morning because if it wasn't for trouble, I'd probably be in my grave, sleeping in my grave somewhere. But the Lord has been good to me. In Psalms 34 this morning, David, you know David. David was anointed to be king. Should have had everything going for him, but it seemed like soon as he was anointed, trouble came into his life. David didn't escape trouble, even though he was king. He was anointed to be king. God was in his life, and God was preparing to use him, but it seemed like trouble was everywhere he turned. And he found himself in a situation in the 34th Psalm where he had already slayed Goliath. And he was fleeing from the Palestinians, and he found himself in Gad. Gad just happened to be Goliath's hometown. And the people really didn't appreciate the fact that David had killed Goliath. And so he found himself in a dark situation, a dark place, and he pretended to be crazy. Because if they really found out that he was who he was, they would have killed him instantly. And so he prayed, and while he was in that dark place, David began to pray. He sought the Lord, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his fears, delivered him out of all of his trials, out of all of his problems. And then later on in life, when David thought about it, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And when we look back over our own lives, we all ought to have the same testimony that when we were in a dark place, when we could not see a way out, God heard our cry and he delivered us out of all our trials. If it wasn't for trouble. I'm learning to thank God for my troubles. Because I found out that God is a problem solver. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. God is able to do all things above what I can even imagine or think. God is good to us. And he's an able God. And so I encourage you this morning that if you're going through some trouble, you ought to look at it like God looks at it. Trouble is an opportunity for God to come into your life. Trouble is just an opportunity for God to bless you. Trouble is just an opportunity for God to do what God does, to work it out for your good, but for his glory. If it wasn't for trouble, God works in our lives in mysterious ways. And I've learned again that things never work out like we suppose them to work out. It's often during the hardest times when we're going through something to see how things are going to work out. But when we leave it to God, when we put it in God's hand, God is able to work it out for our benefit. He says in his word, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. So let him handle it. Let God do what he does. He specializes in things that seem impossible.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
As we pray for Jasmine this morning, we know that God is able. We know that God specializes in things that seem impossible. If I never ever had a problem, how would I know that God could solve it? I thank God for my problems. I thank him for every trial that he's brought me through. Because if it wasn't for the Lord, if it had not been for trouble, I would never have got down on my knees and called upon the Lord to come into my life. If it wasn't for trouble, if it wasn't for the goodness of the Lord. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord. If you read in your Bibles, that word Lord is capitalized. It means God Almighty. But God Almighty delivered him from them all. And the same God will do the same for you. So don't frown upon your trouble. Trouble is not a bad word. It's not a bad thing. I thank God for my troubles. I thank God for everything that he's allowed me to come through. And I had another problem that got me into all kinds of trouble. You know, I had some sin in my life, and I was on my way to hell. Yeah, I said, yeah. I knew it. I knew that the Lord was going to take me out of here anytime soon. But I read in his word that whereby as one man sin have entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed on to all men, for all men have sinned. I realized that also in the same manner that there was another man who came into the world to die for my sins and for your sin. It was trouble in the garden that put God's plan into action. He came down through 42 generations, went about doing good. He healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind. He did all manner of good unto everybody. But one night he was betrayed of men in a garden, led from judgment hall to judgment hall. They whipped him and they beat him with a cat of nine tails. They beat him so bad that he was marred to the point that he did not even look like a man. They took him down and led him to Calvary's cross, nailed him to a cross there and hung him high and stretched him wide. He died. Seemed like the world was in trouble. He stayed dead all night Friday night, all day Saturday, and all night Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. If it wasn't for trouble, if the Lord had not died for me on Calvary, I'd still be in my sin and on my way to hell. But he died that Friday, and he rose that Sunday morning with all power in heaven and in his hands. If it wasn't for trouble. If you got trouble in your life, I want you to know that you need to talk to God about it. And David sought the Lord, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all of his trials. He'll do the same thing for you because he's the same God. He's able to deliver us and to not only deliver us, but to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence with exceedingly joy. We still mess up sometimes, but the Bible says that if we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I thank God this morning for Jesus. I thank God for all that he did for me on Calvary. I thank God for my troubles. Like the psalmist, it's good that I have been afflicted because as a result, I trusted in the Lord. God bless you.
Will you stand this morning? If you're here and you heard the gospel message that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and you can believe that in your heart, you can be saved today. You can come by letter, a Christian experience, or you can come as a candidate for baptism. Today is the acceptable day. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. It's the acceptable time. If you're here, will you come? Don't let your pride get in the way. Don't let somebody looking at you get in the way. Because God is the only one that can help you and I to take you from earth to heaven. Will you come? Listen to the choir. He will fix it. God bless you. Let us get ready to be a blessing to this man of God that has reminded us that trouble is not a bad thing, that our affliction is for our benefit if we lean and depend on God. So let us stand. Let us come around and be a blessing to this man of God. Has everyone had the opportunity to give? Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you once again for your word. Let it be planted into the cultivated parts of our mind, that it may mature up in us, that we might grow up in you, that we might understand that trouble is not a bad thing, but trouble brings about your trust and your grace, that we might learn to lean and depend on you, Lord, that we might count on you in all circumstances and situations, knowing that you are the author and finisher of our faith. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. And Lord, we ask that you bless this offering for the man of God that declared your word. Let it be used for the purpose that was intended, that he might edify you. In Jesus' name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. We're going to get ready to turn it back over to Reverend Davis as he calls you to come up for altar call and anything else.
Church, say amen. If it had not been for trouble, as I was sitting there, I was thinking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, in the lion's den. Our God is able to deliver us. He was the fourth man in the fire when they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. And he'll be in the furnace with you also if you just trust him. And that's all I'm trying to get you to understand, that trouble is there for a reason. Ask God, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this experience? And I tell you, he'll come and see about you. He'll deliver you from all of your trials. We want to ask that everybody might stand now. Those desiring prayer, we want you to come forward. Said it's good for me. He made it personal that I have been afflicted. The being is past tense, had been, which means that trouble came, but it didn't stay. Trouble don't last always. Let us pray. Eternal and everlasting God, our Father, we again come thanking you for being God alone, being God all by yourself. And Lord, we thank you for all that you have brought us through. We thank you for whatever it is that we're going through right now. Lord, we know that we serve a God who is able to deliver us. And so, Lord, we're asking that you would look down upon your people, knowing that you know their situations and all that is going on in their lives. We're praying, oh God, that you would lift them up this day, that they might be able to see the brightness of your glory, and that they might be able to glorify you in all that they say and do, and that they might praise you for your goodness, for your mercy, and for your grace. Lord, we ask you to bless all those who are on our sick list. We pray especially this morning for Jasmine Jones, Lord. We're praying that you would touch her, Lord. When the doctors say they can't do anything, Lord, we know that you did something for the woman who had the issue of blood. She spent all the money that she had, but only you, Lord, had the power to deliver her. And so, Lord, we're praying that you would deliver Jasmine according to your will, according to your plan, and according to your purpose. And let us praise you, Lord, for what you're about to do. You're able, God, and we know that you're able. And then, Lord, again, somebody here may have been calling on you all night long, unable to express what it is that they really need.
But Lord, we know that trouble simply means that we need you. We need you, Lord, to help us in our situations. We need you, Lord. And we're asking that you would just bless us, your people. Truly, Lord, we are your sheep. We are the sheep of your pasture. And Lord, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, Lord, we ask that you would bless Pastor Minor again as he leads your people in this place where you have planted him. We pray that you would give him power and strength and courage to do all that you have commanded him to do. Give him your wisdom, Lord. Give him your power. Give him your authority, Lord. Use him for your glory. Let this church be a light that is upon a hill, that all those who seek you might find their way and be blessed. Use us, Lord, for your glory. Bless all your people here, Lord, whatever their need might be. We ask it all in the name, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for his sake, thy will be done. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence with exceedingly glad joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Let every heart say, amen. Amen. Amen.